was working away from home. Now, I'd work. I don't know when I come back to work at home. I'd be working with my father. He'd take a job cutting timber, you know. And us two boys, my brother was older than me, but I was always the biggest, you know. I was the biggest one in the family. And him and me was a little different. I was bigger than him, but he was older than me, you know. We worked together.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd take a job for this, a lot of sawing, of course, got sawing, you know, and chopping. He'd do the chopping, and he'd do the sawing. That's the way we worked. Every day it was fit to work, and when it'd get bad, so we couldn't be at work, then we'd go to school. We lived just a quarter from the schoolhouse. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd go to school, that way we didn't get to go to school that much. So we'd come a big snow, you know, we could get to go to school while it was snowing, you know. But just as soon as snow went down, so we could get out and work, we'd go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was in the first day of March, before I was 13 in May, I went to work away from home. And from that time on, I just worked. Job work, job work.
But then, that would have been 1890, wouldn't it?
About that.
And then you worked, that'd be 63 years until 1953. That's a long time.
Yeah. And I've done a few odd jobs since that. And never took a job, only just for small,
mowing
lawns or cleaning house or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go back to this. I got some more questions here about the weather. Now, you're working on a farm and you don't get any rain all summer long. Things begin to dry up. What do you call that when you don't get any rain?
Called a drought.
A drought? Does it have to be a long or a short dry spell before you call it a drought?
Well, it has to be last month. Wild or drought.
Uh-huh. If it was short, say you didn't get any rain for a couple of weeks right before hay cutting time, you just call that a dry spell?
It's a dry spell, yeah.
All right. If there hadn't been much wind all day long and all of a sudden the wind begins to blow a little stronger, you'd say the wind is what? The wind is
well, it'd be strong. High. Then it's called a high wind when it blows hard.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any term to refer to the fact that it is beginning to blow hard?
Wind's
beginning to rise, so,
yeah.
All right. And if you've had a high wind and it starts to blow less hard, you say the wind is
going down.
Wind is going down. When you get up in the morning and you look out and the ground's white, you know, what would you call that?
Well, it's could be two names for that. It could be snow or it could be frost.
Well, I meant frost. Not a snow, but when it's just barely covered.
You generally say, well, we had a frost last night.
Had a frost last night. If it gets real cold, so that water will turn to ice. For instance, if you had a pond or a lake on your farm, and you got up in the morning and it had turned ice on the surface, you'd say the lake
froze
over last night. Now some questions about the house. So what do you call this room that we're in right now?
Living room.
The living room.